or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Now Tom gets the ball to start the second half. They are moving left to right for these next two quarters as they lead Nelton 23-21. Here's Yates with finding Gilbert cutting into the lane. Final layup, good. Good look by Ashton Yates. Good cut by Kate Gilbert to get by her defender and get that layup. 25-21, Lady Bombers leading as we are 20 seconds into the second half. Here is Daniels giving it to Pena, who drills up to the top. Over to Eaton in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and the ball is rebounded by Yates, and she hits the ground, though, and is called for the travel. That is Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 7:31 left in the third quarter. Woodruff will turn the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Eaton on the left wing. She drills to the corner. Now is going down into the lane, going up for the layup, and rolls around and goes in. Alana Eaton with 13 points. 25-23, Mount Holmes' lead cut back to 2. 7:20 left in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Nelson with a full court man-to-man. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling toward the left side. Gilbert just inside the half court line, now throws up top to Jackson. Jackson will drill to the left, gives it there on the wing to Yates. Yates will dribble up toward the top. Yates now goes to the right side, finds Gilbert near the top. Gilbert drills near the free throw line, gives it to Payne on the left. Now Payne will take one dribble, gives it up top to Foreman. Foreman back to Gilbert, who has it at the top. Now goes over toward the right side. Now picks over dribble, gives it up top to Yates. Yates going to try for the three-pointer, and it goes in. Aston Yates with 7 points. Mount Holmes lead up to 5. 28-23, our score is 6:22 left in the half, in the third quarter, excuse me. Here is Woodruff back the other way, going in for the layup, and she's going to call for the offensive foul. Travia Woodruff with her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Raiders, and their fourth turnover of the night. 6:17, let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 5. Emily Payne looking to inbound it, and did not beat the 5-second count. Mountain Home will turn it back over for the ninth time with 6:17 left in the third. Lady Raiders get it back, Lady Raiders get it back, trailing by 5, 28-23 our score. Eaton will trade the inbound pass. Gives it to Dacus near the right elbow. Over to Daniels at the left elbow. She's going to go down into the lane for the layup, and she gets it. Lakeria Daniels with her first field goal tonight. She has 5 points. Inbound pass goes to Yates. Now she's about to try to get out of a double team. Takes over dribble. Finds Foreman in the front court. Foreman's going to go down in the lane after blowing by her defender. Now pulls up for the jumper. Will not go. Yates gets the rebound. And now she tries to go back up. She'll be fouled. And two shots coming at her ass in Yates. With 5:54 left in the third quarter. Riley Pena picks up her second personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Lady Raiders here in the second half. Ashton Yates shooting Mount Holmes' first free throws of the night. First shot is up and good. So that makes a two-possession game once again. Yates with one more free throw, and she gets both. She now has 9 points. Mount Holmes lead back to 5, 30-25 our score. 5:50 left in the third quarter as Woodruff's into the front court. Mount Holmes once again a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Peña on the left side. She'll drill to the top, gives it there to Daniels. Over on the right to Woodruff. Woodruff will drill down to the lane. And offensive foul. She's got... against Carol over the night. With the ball back, leading by 5. Kay Gilbert inbounds it to Anna Grace Foreman. Back to Gilbert. It's quickly back the other way. Falling by a bunch of defenders for the easy layup, and she gets it. Kay Gilbert with 13 points. Mount Holmes lead up to 3 possessions now. 32-25 our score. 5:21 left in the in the third quarter. And, boy, Jason Smith has seen enough on that Nelson sideline. He wants a short timeout. We'll break with 5:20 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Nelson 32-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Nelson taking their first time out of the night as they trail Mountain Home 32.
We do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We appear to be experiencing technical difficulties at this time, but we will bring you back to Bomber basketball action as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Queued up and ready to roll.
Let's go.
Classic Hits 101.7.
Now bring you back to live coverage of Bomber basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we apologize for all those technical issues, and we apologize that you missed a lot, actually. Mountain Home has built a double-digit lead now, 36-25 our score, 2:55 let's play in this third quarter. Back comes Nelson Eden going in for the layup. She cannot get to go. Mattholm comes up with the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Again, they're up by 11. Less than 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Kay Gilbert hit a jumper, got a pair of free throws. Eden got fouled earlier on the layup attempt, but missed both of her free throw attempts. And now Mattholm is going to take a full timeout. We'll break with 2:33. Let's play into the third quarter. Mattholm leading Nelson 36-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
App to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Lowe's is here to help you update those outdated appliances. And we'll even help you save, too. Because when you shop our President's Day Appliance Savings Event, you can get up to 40% off select appliance special values, like a Whirlpool laundry pair, each just $428, $856 for the pair, saving you over $300. Whatever updates you need to make throughout your home today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 226 U.S. only.
And again, we apologize for all the technical issues that we've had here. There's not a very good signal here inside Raider Gym here at Nelson High School in Jonesboro. It is Mattholm with the ball, leading 36-25, 2:33 left in the third quarter. Emily Payne takes the inbound pass. She'll dribble up to the top. Now goes to the left side, gets there to Yates. Yates will drill up to the top. Picks up her drill, finds Gilbert up. Now down to Foreman in the paint. She's going to put up the hook shot. Shot was blocked, and Nelson comes up with the basketball. 2:13 left. Here's Pena back to the other way, going in for the layup, but they're going to call a foul on Mattholm well before the layup attempt. Leah Jackson's going to pick up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mattholm here in the second half. 2:09 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers up 11. It will be Layla Iliotti throwing in the inbound pass. She checked in during our technical issues. Iliotti looking to inbound. Finally gets into Eaton on the right side. Now Eaton dribbling a little closer to the top. Now she's going to go down to the low block. Pull up for the turnaround jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Ashton Yates. She'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. 1:54 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading 36-25. Gilbert dribbling on the left wing, now goes up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. She's actually just inside the half-court line. Now gets a little closer to the arc. Picks up her dribble now. Gives it up top to Foreman. Now Foreman will have to start dribbling. As she does, she's going down into lane, pulling up for the jumper, will not go, and Daniels gets the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul called on Kate Gilbert. That is Gilbert's third personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 1:18 left to play in the third quarter. Mattholm leading 36-25. Pena will walk the ball into the front court for Nelson. Pena in between the circles. Ball goes over to Iliotti on the right. Now top to Daniels. Daniels drilling to the left, gets it to Pena near the corner. Pena's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the left. No good, but a foul called, and two shots coming up for Briley Pena with 57.9 seconds left. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. For Briley Pena at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 2 points. First free throw for Pena is up and in. That breaks Nelson's long scoring drought. Daly Jacobs checking back in for the Lady Raiders, replacing Kylie Wofford-Bird. Pena with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Riley Pena with 4 points all from the charity stripe. Back to a single-digit lead for the Lady Bombers, 36-27, less than a minute left. If Jackson takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert will get it into the front court. Gilbert just inside the half-court line. 45 seconds left. I don't know if Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the period or not. Gilbert now goes over to the right. Now, trying to get some distance between her and her defender, Daniels. She does. 30 seconds left. Now Gilbert drumming back up to the top. Back over to the right. Now Gilbert going back to the top. 20 seconds left. Gilbert back over to the right side. 15 seconds. Now Gilbert back to the top. 10 seconds. Now ball goes up top to Yates. 5 seconds. Yates zeroes to the right side. Gilbert takes up top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball is going to be rebounded by Eaton, and that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Well, Mountain Home with a three-possession lead going into the final 8 minutes. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Nelson, 36-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.